Shocker, I gave you some homework last night. You said you'd work diligently on it. I am determined to get a goal song. Like, it is, there's nothing more important in my life than that right now. I've been pouring through albums. I've got my cassettes out. Even old Low Tides, he let me go through his collection of LPs to figure out what it's at. Do you have a song you'd like to throw on the list? Because the list is getting pretty long and pretty awesome.
I mean, I'm like, I've been sitting here listening to them for the last few minutes, like looking for potentials.
Go on.
And I'm not really finding much. I actually did put about 5 minutes into this homework you gave me. Like a solid 5 minutes here. But I'm not really coming up with anything too unique. That's the problem. I feel like you want something that you haven't thought of yet. So, I don't know. Okay. What's on your list?
Well, I'm revealed on Friday, buddy. You know, I don't drop it. I mean, do you want me to tell my whole life story before I do the movie? You know what I mean, like, there's got to be a little bit of a build up, you know? Like, geez, come on, give me a chance.
Yeah. Now, do we know, are they in any way looking for a new one, or is this just you're taking it upon yourself to suggest they need a new one and going to give them some suggestions?
I think they need to rethink it in a big way. I think that, you know, listen, I love rock music, and I'm trying to think back, so, and it's good, but, like, can anyone really name it from the last, no, I'm not going to count last year, but from previous years?
Yeah, I
think that they need someone that can bring the juice, so you're like, oh, man, I remember that song, right? And, I don't cheer for the Maple Leafs. I watch maybe one of their games a week. I know what their goal song is. Hall & Oates, Making My Dreams Come True. Now, it happens to be one of my favorite bands, but still, I know what it is. Can someone name me the goal song of the only other one I can name off the top of my head is Chicago. But can anyone name it for Calgary, for the Oilers, for Vancouver, for Winnipeg, for Pittsburgh? Like, you know, if you make it something that's, you know, people remember, I think it becomes a bit of a lasting. And that, to me, is part of the game experience, in-game experience for a fan.
I mean, I love nostalgia, but that doesn't necessarily work. Like, I would love it if it were something tragically hip. Like, I would love that because it's nostalgic for me. But I don't really know which one. Like, you need something with a unique riff that kind of, and like we talked about yesterday, gives the fans a chance to be a little bit involved too. But I don't know if any tragically hip songs necessarily do that. So I love New Orleans Is Sinking. I mean, that guitar riff off the top of New Orleans Is Sinking, you know, but I don't know if that's energetic enough. But that like, I think that used to be our first song in warm-up, actually, back in Kamloops.
Okay.
But this was nostalgic for me. But a little guitar riff with a classic Canadian band would be amazing. But I don't know if it's high energy enough. You know, you need pretty high energy for fan involvement. So I don't know. I didn't do my homework. My dog ate my homework, buddy. I had a big list, and Harlow just ate it.
Yeah. Listen, it doesn't matter to me, because there are people who are wildly passionate about it. At the tip of that spear, his name is Jason Strudwick. I've got to get this right. I'm going to tweet it at the Oilers on Friday at 6 o'clock, well, probably 5:30, because we got to get this.
You're going to tweet it at them.
Oh, for sure.
And then you're just going to sit back and just watch as mayhem ensues, hey? Like, that will reverberate through the Twitterverse.
I'll be like, my work's done. My work's done. I've done research. I've done more work for that than I've done almost anything all summer. So I am diehard, locked in, and ready to go. So
Were you aggressive about the music situation in your day?
No, not really. If I didn't really like something, I'd say it. But it really, at the end of the day, for the players, I don't think it really matters. You know, this is more for the fans.
Well, when I was a rookie in Kamloops, and there were some guys there who you would have played with.
Yeah.
And some guys who'd been following your lead. Like the Jason Hollins of the world,
who you know well,
Brad Lukowicz and such. Their taste in music at the time was staggering to me. And I believe they were descendants of you. I believe a lot of that came from you.
Jason, those guys all had different. We wanted to play Motley Crue and stuff, and they'd want to put in the Hip and the Odds and all that stuff, right? And I get it. And I just,
we
I
had Tainted
I think,
Love.
Yeah, that, I believe
as
it.
A warm-up song.
I believe it. I believe it. And that wasn't in mind. Like, I liked... No, that's not it. So, listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue to figure this out and get her going, and I'll have a solution. Look for around 5 o'clock, 5:30 on Friday, a tweet at the Oilers. Hey, I've been thinking about it, Oilers. This is what I think you should do. Just to put it out there.
Okay. Hey, can I ask you a question? And just
yeah,
maybe,
sure.
I don't know, because I trust your judgment on things sometimes. So I've been golfing a fair amount this year, and I want to start walking some more rounds. But as you know, I've got a little bit of the tough back, right?
Sure you do, yeah.
Grabbed a membership out at Belvedere, out here close to Sherwood Park. It's been fantastic. There's some hills. I've been looking into the motorized carts that
like
they just carry your clubs. So like you push a button and they just go, or you can have a remote control and they just go on their own. So you can just walk and freely. It kind of hurts my back to push a cart. Like if you're pushing a cart up a hill with your arms in front of you, kind of tweaks the lower back a little bit, right? So I've been looking at these electric carts, but I'm afraid that I'm going to be the only person under the age of 65 on the course that has one. But I think that they would be really handy and really convenient and really helpful. So I guess I'm just curious if what other people's experiences are. Like I feel like this is something people have and use and like. And I wouldn't be on an island as a 44-year-old dude with one, would I? Like, people wouldn't look at that and be like, what is that? Would you guys mock me? Or would I be okay? With a little remote control, just driving my cart wherever I want to go and walking behind it.
Do you want me to be honest, or do you want me to tell you what
you
want to
hear? Well, yeah, I'm coming to you out of friendship and trust, and I'm feeling vulnerable right now, but I trust you. You'll give me the straight goods between you and me and the good people of Edmonton.
All right, so let me tell you, as we're joined by Ryan O'Shaughnessy, this is the fact. You would be on an island. I think that those are mostly reserved for people who are much older that use it and push it around. I see them at the course, and I get it. But you do have a lingering back issue, you know, that we're not sure exactly how it started, but there is a lingering back issue there. For me personally, I would rather just use one club and walk around with one club than push any kind of cart. Says, right now, I refuse to, if I walk up to the club, my bag's in a push cart, I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, don't be disrespectful. Keep it out of the push cart. So now they know they never put in the push cart. I carry my bag through for 18 holes. I refuse
to walk. You carry
your
bag for 18 holes?
100%. I do. Because I think, one, it's a bit of a workout. Whatever I play, I play. So this is, you know, where I play at the Derek. But I refuse to push my cart. I refuse to do that. I can't do it. If my bag's too heavy, I'll get rid of balls. If I have too many clubs, I'll take it out. Like, I will carry my bag till I can't carry it anymore. But so you've already reached that point.
That's not an option. Like
I know.
Carrying my golf bag for 18 holes. So the workout for me would simply be walking 18 holes.
Yeah.
Never mind carrying around golf clubs. So, but even pushing is a little bit I need to my hands need to swing at my sides.
Yeah.
So that, you know, your spine is flossing and it's a healthy way to walk. Walking, pushing in front of you actually puts pressure on L4, L5, which is where my disc issues are. Any chiropractors out there, I'm sure, will support me fully. That being able to walk with your arms swinging by your sides will keep your body warm and keep your back warm for golf, whereas pushing a cart probably would make the situation worse. So I don't know. There's some pretty good ones out there. I'm interested. If anybody has one for sale, let me know, by the way. Hit me up on Twitter. But I'm interested. I'm worried about the ridicule. So I just wanted to kind of in confidence just ask you.
No, the ridicule is going to come. But what I would say this, just one last one, is that you can actually get it looks like a surfboard. And you can surf around it. Those look cool.
I've seen those. Oh, so those are cool. Now I'm not even walking and getting the exercise.
That's right. But that's what you're coming to. You have to accept it. But at least you're walking. You're going to hit, you know, for you over 18, 110 shots. So you're getting that workout in, right? So you have to understand and get it for that. Just quickly, Shogart is joined by Ron Shogart. Really quick, I was kind of combing through some of the teams, especially the Western Canadian teams and Pacific Division teams. And I'm looking down at Calgary. On paper, I felt they should have been better last year. And on paper, I feel they should be decent this year. But am I missing something when you look at the subtraction of Giordano and some of the other moves that are happening that this team maybe isn't or is as good as I think it is?
Yeah, I mean, I think they were one of those teams that people were kind of sitting there wondering what it was going to look like and if they were going to make the meaningful improvements or not. I mean, they paid a price too, right? Like, what was the number they gave Coleman? It was pretty high, I believe, if I recall correctly. Bit of a high number there, but put a good player with Stanley Cup championship pedigree in their lineup, and that matters. what else did they do? They grabbed some veteran help with Trevor Lewis. I think they re-upped Richie. I think they brought in Tyler Pitlick, if I'm remembering correctly. Hanifin Tanev. Oh, Zadorov was the D-man, right? So I think there's some adjustments. There's definitely a bit of a different look there. You know, the fundamental change hasn't happened, right? Goudreau, Monahan, the core of the group is still there. They've probably put some better pieces around them up front. So how much will it move the dial? I guess I'm not really sure. They're shaking up their top six, though, which I think they needed to do a little bit. You know, they tried different combinations with those guys. Sometimes they were together, sometimes they were apart. Lindholm can only do so much and only be so consistent. So you add Coleman in there. We'll see if Tyler Pitlick moves the needle in a top nine role or not. And Lewis brings it. So, and in Coleman and Lewis, they bring some pretty high-end experience. So, I mean, losing Giordano will be big for them, no question. And how they respond to that, I'm not sure. I don't know that the next leader is ready to step up and do it even close to the way Giordano would have done it in terms of being a leader and running the room. You know, so I guess we'll have to wait and see. But my sense is they tried to maneuver around the losses, and they tried to add some things they felt they needed. And I think maybe, do they have a chance to be better than the sum of their parts? Maybe.
Yeah, it's an interesting group, and I kind of came across the same things. I actually think they're going to be better than last year. You know, there's some additions I really like on that group. And, you know, you look at, like, Zadorov now, he's not fun to play against. You look at...
Yeah, big guy. Yep.
He works hard. You know, he kind of gets a Pitlick, plays a little more. So those guys they added, they feel like they're more the Sutter type of players, right? But they still have their skill, like Lindholm, Goudreau, Monahan, Dylan Dubé. And I think, I wonder if you don't see a leader emerge in Andrew Mangiapane. I just get the sense from watching that guy, to me, he looks like a real leader.
Yeah, for sure. Like, Backlund's been around a long time and knows what his job is, right? They're really solid. Like, between Lindholm and Backlund, they're really solid in kind of those 1-2 center spots. Monahan can play the position, too. So I like what they have up near the top of their lineup. They supplement it with a guy with some championship experience in Coleman. Matthew Tkachuk, I think, if he can stay healthy and they can get a big year out of him, I think that makes a big difference for them. Does he emerge as that type of guy for them who's ready to take on a significant piece of the leadership role? Is it more of the type of guy, like you said, in Mangiapane? Maybe. Anderson and Zadorov, if they were to play together, that's not going to be a super fun pairing to play against. So, yeah, I would agree with you. You know, even Shillington is a bigger guy back there. So, yeah, they could be a little bit more robust this year, and I think they probably needed to do that because guys who spend a lot of time on the ice for them, like Goudreau and such, don't necessarily play that way. So they added a little bit of that. Even Pitlick adds a little bit of that. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how they stack up. I still think it's advantage Edmonton. Their goaltender needs to have a fantastic year. He needs to earn the money that they're paying him and be a real difference maker if he is. I think that makes a massive difference for the Calgary Flames.
Yeah, I think that second year for him makes it easier. But Shocker,
for sure.
Get a name, get a song. I need a name of a song, not a lot of well wishes and trying to distract me with your golf issues of your back. So let's get a name for a song, if not tomorrow on Friday.
All right. I probably won't, but okay.
All right. I love it. Ryan Rashog, thank you for joining us.